the rise. In spite of what I see, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to episode 10 of How to Receive from God. Welcome. I mean, if you've stayed all through the 10 episodes, salute. Appreciate you. Appreciate your staying through. If you're new, welcome. Thanks for joining in. If you've been here a bit or due to schedules, you know, you've not been able to catch up on all, appreciate you. And I would like to encourage you to please listen all through. Even if you were here all through, please listen again. I believe some of you are doing that already. It will bless you. It will strengthen you. That was God of Miracles by Chris McClanney. I thought that might encourage someone. All right. It says, let faith arise. All right. Of course, it's talking to the God of Miracles to come, but there's an arising of faith that makes things work, that makes the power of God to move. And that's the one we are learning. All right. So I love the two sides of a song of, okay, so while some might feel like I need God, yeah, but same faith also arises, all right? So it's a combination of both, all right? God is brought to, you know, to bear on every situation as we act on his word on that situation. So yesterday, we're talking about the friends of faith, the associates of faith. You remember what they were, all right? The associates, the pals, the, you know, the friends of faith, okay? So we have what now? Hope, okay? And then we have what? Patience, yeah. And then we have what? Yeah, joy, okay? We have what? We've got love, yeah. And then we got wisdom. We could do a very long series on each of these. These are things that believers ought to remind themselves of very often, because, you know, we just say, oh, I released my faith. Oh, you know, I prayed. In fact, some, you know, say you put talk faith. You know, see, prayer is not important. But nobody said prayer is not important. We all pray. But you cannot pray without faith. Okay, remember again what James chapter 1 from, you know, verse 5, when he says, if you ask for wisdom, ask in faith. All prayers are asked in faith. You ask in faith, all right? So when you ask in faith, nothing doubting, because he that wavers is like the wave of the sea. He says, let not that man think you receive anything from God, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you ask in faith. So even prayers are prayed in faith. And the one thing I must have taught somewhere along the line is you could release your faith without praying. All right? You can release your faith. So you could say, in the name of Jesus, I declare that this thing is working out right now. So all because you mentioned the name of Jesus doesn't mean you prayed. There's prayer, all right, to the Father in the name of Jesus. We've looked at that already anyway in John 16, 23, 24, all right? But there's the using of the name of Jesus, okay, which is John 14, 13, and 14, all right? So backtrack, all right? Find it in one of the things we've dealt with, and then it will bless you, all right? So many people, because the name of Jesus is used, they say, oh, but isn't that prayer? No, you could use the name of Jesus. You use his name, all right? Not use, all right? So sometimes use sounds like abuse in our minds. No, all right? He gave us his name, all right? And he said, in my name, you cast out devils. That's you using his name to deal with devils. You do get that now, all right? So in my name, you cast out devils, all right? In my name, you wrought miracles. So, hey. So welcome to it, all right? Welcome to that season of enlightenment. I believe the morning faith boost has been quite enlightening, quite refreshing. You know, please send an email, all right? You could send your email to lanreonosonyaministry01@gmail.com, all right? You could also drop us a message right here. You know, just feel free to reach us, and then let's know how you've been blessed, you know, how you've been greatly impacted. And please don't forget to follow us on social media. Anyway, there's a big announcement or big reminder when we're about done. So yesterday we ended on wisdom. Okay, and we said, listen, faith cannot work effectively without wisdom. Why? Faith, now they work hand in hand. I'm just trying to explain, you know, so that you see them. So faith is the power of God. Okay, faith says, I have this thing. But you're having something by faith, okay, like we say, but you haven't seen it. So you're waiting patiently, all right? You're rejoicing, so that's joy, okay? You're walking in love, all right? Maintaining your love walk with people, all right? And then you're not questioning whether God loves you or not, all right? And hey, you're doing everything you want to do. In fact, hope is still active. Hope is not just pre-faith hope. There's pre-faith hope and then there's post-faith hope. What do I mean? There's a pre-faith hope that goes to search what you want, is excited, all right? But the post-faith hope is that still with the expectation. You know, you're looking forward to receiving something. So you are expectant. You are looking forward to getting something. You're expectant. All right. So wisdom comes in because you could be waiting foolishly, all right? But you're still patient about it. We are waiting in the wrong way. So I said, sometimes you think the thing will come to you, whereas you go to it. How do you know? You're led by the Spirit. And the Spirit leads us both consciously and unconsciously. You just end up going somewhere, meeting someone, and realize that was the answer to your prayer. I'm sure that's happened to someone here before. And loads of us, I believe. So, hey, God leads us. All right. So you find wisdom directing the prayer. Wisdom moving you to where the answer is. So very many times when you find that there might be some levels of delay, you need to maybe now inquire in the area of wisdom. All right. While you're thanking the Father, Father, thank you. I thank you because I believe that I receive everything I have asked for. But I thank you also because you guide and direct me. Father, should there be anything I need to know, right, to cooperate with you in this season? Is there anything I need to know to cooperate with you on this matter? I receive it. I'm open to it. All right, I'm open to it. But this thing is mine. I thank you because you've given it unto me. Thank you because the devil cannot cheat me from it. You know, you do that. And it's you're not changing your prayer. I'm not saying, oh, I don't have it. No, I have it. Father, I know it's mine. It's mine. Where is it? Is there something I need to do? Is there something I need to know? But it's mine. Did you get that now? I think that was a light bulb moment, you know, like we call it, you know, for someone. That was that, oh, ah, you know, revelation. Yeah, more like. All right, so I receive. All right, so two things, okay, majorly. Number one is the area of the action. Number two, take authority. Bind the devil. If you remember in the case of Daniel, the angel said to Daniel, Daniel, your prayer was answered from the very first day you prayed. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. All right. If he's answering, he's answering. All right. And what would you know? He answers. We've dealt with that. He acts according to his will. All right. So God answers prayer. So once he's answered, then you take authority. All right. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. All right. Over every manipulative thing, over every delay, you know, because sometimes God might be speaking to someone to give you something. And then the person decides to, and then forgets to, and then decides to, and then remembers that like 10 million things he or she wants to do. It's happened to us with other people too. Yeah, aha. So I take authority now. If one person shuts down, God has other options, all right? So don't be too bound by, a person. And please, when you're praying to God about something, don't keep someone in your mind. God, so I need the job, so this guy would help me get the job. No, God, I need the job. God will sort the job. If you would use the person you have in mind, praise God. What if you wouldn't? What if the person comes and says, man, you know, the guy's on top. You know, they have their candidates also. I'm sorry, I can't help you. And you know that really has happened to loads of people. So people end up getting disappointed. Right? And then you get disappointed. And you say, God, what happened? What happened? It's not what happened. It's you. What happened? You put your trust in the arm of flesh. That's clearly what happened. All right, that's clearly what happened. So thank God for people. Listen, God blesses us through people. God brings money through people, opportunities and everything through people. But God remains the source. Always have that in mind. Most of us remember that, but it's somewhere like far, you know, deep, somewhere down in our like back pocket or somewhere in our, you know, bedroom box or something. You know, so we know it, but it's not active. So remind yourself, this isn't God is my source. God is my only source. I would be appreciative of everybody God makes use of. I would not disrespect, you know, I mean, you know, some people have that. Yeah, not myself. It's God. Yeah. You don't have to trade on people's faces. All right. Just smile, walk away. Even if they embarrass you, just walk away. Thank them. You know, glory to God. Yes, of course, maybe there might be instances where you need to declare, you know, like Abraham did. I've lifted up my hands to God. All right. That nobody will say made Abraham rich. So there might be instances you need to know the difference, all right? So I believe that little thought on faith and wisdom would help, has helped rather, all right? Wisdom allows you to know what step to take, all right? Wisdom allows you. You're open, and many times we're led unconsciously, all right? God moves and leads us, all right? Unconsciously to receive that thing which we have desired, all right? So praise God, praise God, praise God. So quickly today, we got to talk about five important things to do with your faith. Anybody ready to count number one? Yep, number one. Are you ready? Quickly. Five important things to do with your faith. This is helpful. And it's on this word, drawing the curtains on this series or this episode. And then from Monday, we'll kick off a new episode. Don't forget, it's just Monday through Friday. All right. So five important things to do with your faith. Number one, feed your faith. You've got to feed your faith. Very many times we want to use our faith. We want our faith to go here, go there, 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 go here. And that's wonderful. But you've got to feed your faith, all right? One thing I love about the Bible in describing Stephen in Acts chapter 6, when they picked the deacons, said Stephen was a man full of faith. Full. That means his faith was full and overflowing. All right, so yes, sometimes the guy that says so, that means faith could be full and then faith could be running on low, right? Now, of course, what affects that a number of times would be unbelief and doubt and everything. But yeah, he was fooled. That means he kept his faith active. How do you feed your faith? You don't feed your faith by prayer, all right? You have people asking, oh, Lord, increase our faith, increase our faith. They say, yeah, but the disciples, you know, pray that prayer. You find that in Luke 17, you know, verse 5, when Jesus, all right, was beginning to tell them, well, let's just go straight to verse 4. And you could pick it from verse 1, please. All right. And if he trespass against you seven times in a day, turn aside to tell you, you know, he's sorry. Forgive him. I mean, if your brother offends you seven times in a day and seven times that day, he says he's sorry, forgive him. The apostle said to him, Lord, wow, this would take a lot of faith. Increase our faith. Verse 6, and the Lord said to them, receive more faith. All right, joke. That wasn't what happened. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you would say to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up from the root and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. All right? So, that's faith. Let's quickly try and read through. But which of you, watch this, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he's come from the field, go sit down and eat? Which of you have a servant when he's back from the field to say, go and eat? No, you would rather say to him, make ready therewith, all right, so that I can eat and get myself, all right, and serve me until I've eaten and drunken. After that, then you would eat and drink, all right? Do you thank the servant because he's done well? Now, of course, it connects and says, oh, unprofitable servants, and people have said, oh, we are unprofitable servants and all of that. But the context was faith, right? So he's saying faith is a servant. All right. So you send faith. It goes, comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes. Right. Faith gets things done. Are you getting that now? So how do you increase your faith? Watch this. He said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, if you have teeny weeny, tiny, peeny, beeny, kinny, peeny, kinny, weeny faith, watch this. He didn't say throw it away. He didn't say it's not useful. So, but my faith is small. My faith is small. See what Jesus is saying. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to the sycamine tree. It means you still have to use that faith. The issue is not the smallness of the faith. It's whether you are getting carried away by what you're facing or not. A small faith with solid concentration would move a big tree. That's all Jesus is teaching us here. All right. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed and you say to the sycamine tree, right, be moved, be plucked up from the root, be planted into the sea, it will obey you. So he begins to talk about the life of a servant. Use your faith. Oh, glory to God. Anybody getting this? All right, but I've already picked one of the points, so I'm glad you know this, so that when I mention something, I could come back. I won't read this, I just make reference to it again. Is that clear? All right. So Jesus basically is explaining here, if you have little faith, all right, don't pray for faith. Don't pray for God, right now, all I need is just more faith. No, the little one you have, hold it steady. Kai, please get this. The little one you have, keep it. Hold it steady. Don't give up. Don't feel it's just too small. No, you're allowing the doubt to grow. You're allowing the unbelief to increase. You're allowing the voices of other people, the voices of opposition, you're allowing them to be loud. Imagine if David had listened to everybody that said he couldn't kill Goliath. He wouldn't kill Goliath. All right, but as teeny weeny as it looked compared to the soldiers on the field, not even now to talk about Goliath himself, all right, he already naturally, you know, was defeated. But supernaturally, guess who the little guy was? Goliath. David was a big man of God, all right, and by man of God, being boy, you know, it's not about age. I'm talking about his spiritual encounters and experiences. He had killed a bear by the help of God, killed a lion by the help of God. So David showed up there as a spiritual juggernaut. Goliath was eating. Everyone was like, ha, 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 this guy is dying today. Kai, see this small rat. Goliath was a rat, all right? So heaven's perspective saw it differently. So you need to know, okay, keep your eyes on God's word, all right? Don't be like Peter, who walked on water for a little while and then looked off. All right, but good news anyways, I'm sure he walked back, all right, with Jesus to the boat. But keep your eyes, that's something we could learn from. When you look at the wind, you begin to sink. When you look at the wind, you begin to sink. So keep your eyes. The wind, yes, is real. I know, but you're already walking on water. So keep your eyes on Jesus and keep walking. You're feeling the wind. I know the pain is increasing. I know this. Yeah, I know. And really, one is not saying I know, like I don't care, you know, or, you know, I listen, we can't sit here and now talk about all the challenges we've also gone through. All right. I've not been sick for many years. Doesn't mean I've not had to deal with symptoms. All right. You keep putting your foot down. I'm not the sick. I'm not the sick. I'm not the sick. Are you getting this, please? Okay. So if you need believers around you, call for them. All right. Don't, if you're new at this, don't try to walk the journey alone. All right. Okay. Praise God. So number one thing you do is feed your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. So even when you're on a faith project, keep reading more word. Keep meditating on the scriptures. Don't give up on it. You need to keep filling your ears, your eyes, you know, keep filling them, all right, with more of God's word than what you're seeing in the situation. It's ugly. Come back. You know, the doctor sent you an email again, a test about the risk. Go back. Go read the verse. Go read the verse. Go, if I go read the verse before you read the doctor's report, all right, then read the doctor's report and go back to the, you know, because you need to guard yourself. Praise God. So number one, you feed your faith. We need to like be quick, okay? Number two, anybody counting, inspire your faith. Inspire your faith. Isaiah chapter 51, all right, tells us something very, 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 very interesting. All right, Isaiah begins to tell us, you know, look, all right, unto Abraham. Or it's talking about the to the children of Israel directly. But there's something to borrow from here. And all of us have to please sincerely learn what this principle is. And please, I don't want you to miss anything I'm saying right now. Inspire your faith. What does it mean to inspire your faith? You'll get it in a minute. Isaiah 51 from verse 1. Listen to me, you children of righteousness. You know, right? But let me just go straight to verse 2. Okay, well, verse 1. Listen to me, O you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock. Please watch this. Check out the rock from which you were hewn, or the hole of the pit from where you were dug. Check where you came from. 2. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah that gave birth to you. For when I called him, he was alone, and then I blessed him and increased him. So God is saying, inspire your faith. See my track record. See what I did to your papa. See what I did to your mama. All right. See what I did to them. All right. So verse 3 now says, for the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. All right. And her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of what? Melody. God is saying, I want to do this. But you guys are treating me funny. Go check my track record. Please check. So you need to go to look into your family album. I don't mean your biological family album. Go, please check your spiritual family album. Check. All right. So what did God do to Abraham? All right. God said, when I blessed him, right, the man began to multiply. So God says, when he blesses you, you will begin to inspire your faith. Oh, wow. I mean, Galatians 3 tells us in verse 14 that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That means the blessing of Abraham has come upon you as long as you're born again. And please, if you're not born again, and you're listening to me right now, all right, and you'd love to be born again, but you don't know what you've been waiting for, quickly say this prayer, okay, with me. Let's not wait any further. All right, just say, Father, I come to you. I believe in my heart that Jesus came to this earth, that he died for my sins. He was buried, resurrected on the third day, and that right now he's ascended into heaven, all right, seated at the right hand beside me. I believe that Jesus died and that he resurrected. And I confess Jesus right now as my Lord. Amen. Praise God. That simple? That simple. All God wanted us to do was believe he sent his son to die and that his son died for us and resurrected. Amen. All right, so welcome to God's family. This now, so listen, everything God did to Abraham is yours, all right? Every blessing, all right? You find the blessing in the Bible, because some people say, oh, you go into the Old Testament, you fish out all the blessings alone, you leave out the curses, because we don't have a business with the curse. We're not fishing out, all right? Christ took away the curses. Did you get that? Christ took away the curses. You have to read the whole of Galatians chapter 3. Please do that in case you have any question along this line. Read the whole of Galatians chapter 3. You could read in different Bible translations. You will get it. You might not need, I don't even think you need anybody to explain that Galatians 3 to you. Sit with 2-3. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. Download maybe YouVersion Bible app on your phone or, you know, tab, you know, your laptop. Just read Galatians chapter 3. you will wow, wow, scream, run around, scream, run around, scream, run around. I, when you do that, please get back to me. All right. Thank you. Now watch this. You've got to look through that family album. How's God been good to them? See what happened to Abraham. See what happened to Isaac. Please, you go check it out. All right. What happened to Joseph, a slave, you know, in a foreign land, and then he was lifted up by God. So no matter what you're going through, no matter how abandoned you think you are still not a slave in a foreign land, meaning you are far better than what Joseph or where Joseph was. And if you feel, well, it was because it was a child of Abraham, you're still missing the point. You are now the child of Abraham. Please go read Galatians chapter 3, the whole chapter, all right? Verse 1 to verse 39. Please go read it, I beg you, all right? So inspire your faith, all right? Yes, you could also listen to people's testimonies. That helps, all right? Just be careful not to now adopt the methods in the testimony. Be careful not to adopt the methods in the testimony. Because people get to marry the methods. Oh, I needed a breakthrough in my business, so I did XYZ. So you're like, oh, the XYZ is a secret. Maybe not. That might be God's revelation for the person, not God's revelation to you. Oh, I needed, you know, to get this accommodation, so I did this. Oh, no, you learn from it, but you check. God, is this what you want me to do? But your faith is inspired. You see things happening, so you know that these things are available. Do you get that? Inspire. Wow, wow, wow. Ooh, it's happening. It's happening. It's available. All right? So if it's available, then I'm going to have it. It means God is dealing with it. All right? Now, if I don't even see any human being that has ever done it before, I have enough of God's word. Do you get that? So don't say, well, I've not seen anybody experience this thing before. Then go to God's word. Number three, exercise. Exercise is next. Energize your faith. Jude 20, all right? Jude is just one chapter, the book before Revelations. Jude says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I believe you know what happens to you when you pray in tongues. You get charged. You get bold. You get stronger. All right? So even those times when you're feeling, just charge yourself. Or please, if you're listening and you do not speak in tongues, please, tongues is for every believer. Find a friend that believes in speaking in tongues. Let the friend put you through. I believe, so tongues is like Monday. I don't want you to wait for Monday. Find a friend, find a church, find a place where they speak in tongues. Okay, find a friend. All right. You can't find a church. All right. But it depends on where you are. So I'm sure you might still be able to find a church open. Maybe you're there to do a recording on a Sunday morning. You know, so there are like maybe 5 people there. So it's still not. I want to speak in tongues now. Someone help me now. All right. And then you could, I'm sure you have friends that talk in tongues. So call them. They could run you through it over the phone. All right. And then you get filled with the Holy Ghost. All right. So it's very, very easy, very, very simple. You could get filled over the phone. All right. Tongue could help you. So inspire your faith. Okay. Then energize your faith. So you charge it up. All right. It says build up yourselves on your most holy faith. So you're charged, you're full, you're charged, you're strengthened. Even when you're feeling like running out and tiring out and all, energize your faith. So the next one, exercise your faith. All right? You remember what we read in Luke 17? You don't tell your servant after it comes up from the field to sit down. You tell him to go again, get this done, get that done. When I'm settled, then you can rest. All right? So that's how faith is. Faith is a servant. Faith will not come home until the job gets done. Faith will not settle self until you're okay. So you say, okay, I need that done. So many times you feel, oh, my faith is not working. No, your faith cannot come back till the job gets done. So maybe you've never used your faith for, what, $1 million, then use your faith for $100 million. So that your faith might take, joke anyway, but your faith might take like 5 years to come back. But it's working. All right, joke, but I'm sure you got the joke. All right, so energize your faith, exercise your faith. You know, Hebrews chapter 5 was saying, you know, they ought to be teachers by now, but they are still needing someone to teach them the first principles, okay? He said, because by reason of use, all right, they ought to have had their senses exercised. So there's the exercising. Whatever you don't exercise, you don't get better in. Whatever you don't exercise, you don't improve on, all right? So don't just listen to faith. Work your faith. Exercise your faith. Do you get that? Exercise it. Exercise your faith. Right, the same way we walk muscles. Have you ever seen a very slim guy, all right, who you met in like 2-3 years later, who, you know, so pumped up, muscles built? It wasn't because God added muscles to him when he fasted for like 50 days. No, he went to the gym, the same flabby, you know, flat chest and, you know, flat biceps and everything was what he worked on. So the same faith, when he had looking at, you know, Kenneth Copeland will tell you that the same faith that gets you, you know, a pair of socks or a pair of shoes is the same faith that gets an airplane. You say, no, it's not possible. No, he knows what he's saying. That's because he began from there. He began from releasing his faith for a pair of socks, releasing his faith, all right, for a parking space, releasing his faith for couch, releasing his faith for, you know, not even house. He didn't go for, I want a house now. You know, he was step by step. That's what Kenneth Copeland did, all right, to pay this bill, to pay that bill. He was in debt. He released his faith, and in 11 months, all debts are cleared. I mean, he just kept on going. He didn't rest. One faith project, that it was going, but he kept on moving. Now he's a great internationally known man of faith. He kept exercising his faith, all right? Bishop David Oyedepo will keep exercising his faith. Oh, from Kaduna to Lagos to what? I mean, big faith projects. If you don't give your faith something to work on, your faith to be flabby. So question, what is your faith working on now? Pick something. Let it work on something. You've done that. Pick something else. Pick something else and make the next thing bigger than the previous. You know, it's not magic. It's a working of faith. It's like you pick dumbbells, you know, exercising equipment. After you've worked and you've gained a level, you go to the next level. Then go to the next level. Then go to the next level. Then you go to the bigger level. That's how faith is. Anybody feeling me already? This is revelation for someone now. You've not been working your faith. You've been sitting down hoping things will happen. Get up, work your faith. Get up, please. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Get up and please exercise your faith. Use your faith. Pick something small. Make it work. 5,000, 50,000, 100,000. It comes in. It didn't come in enough. Go again. Exercise. Go again. Exercise. Go again. It's not magic. It's exercise of faith. You will now see your faith work. Then next time you say, oh, I need 2,000. You're not moved because you've seen your faith pull 15,000 overnight. All right? You've seen it work. So you now need 2,000 now, it will come in a minute. You know, and that's how it works, all right? That's how it moves. You feed, exercise it, and strengthen it. I need to quickly round up now, but I'm basically done. The last one, you know that one already, release your faith. Mark 11:23, you release your faith. How do you release? You say. You know, because you could, yeah, it's under exercise, but I need to always let it stand up. Because you could meditate, but you still haven't not spoken to the mountain yet. All right? You have to learn to do that. Praise God. Do you get that? Release your faith. Release it. Don't just say, I need to say something to that mountain. Let it move. Bind that devil. Cast that thing out of your way. Glory to God. I believe this has blessed you. Digest it. Share it. Let it help someone. And Sunday, 5 p.m. Nigerian time, Influence of the Spirit special on Instagram and on YouTube and obviously here on Spreaker. Have a very, very wonderful weekend. See you on Sunday and then Monday. Bye.